side.
Yeah, side stone.
All right, and then the permanent type that you turn.
Grindstone.
That'd be a grindstone or an emery wheel.
Okay, you got a few rattles, or I mean squeaks in the automobile, so you'd say, well, I must get the car.
Lubricated.
Or we might also say.
Greased.
Or oiled.
And the same word that he had just mentioned, getting the car.
Greased.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fuel used in lamps before we had electricity.
Kerosene.
Coal oil.
All right. And we don't seem to have any anymore, but the inside of a tire, the inner part, we call that...
A tube.
All right. And simply an object that we do use oars with on one of these lakes to row around in, we call that a...
Boat.
All right.
Rowboat.
Okay. You're asked, when are you going to... Say your wife would ask you, when are you going to town? And you would say, well, I am, maybe today you'd say, I am.
I'm going in about an hour.
All right, let's say both of you are going, and then you'd say, we.
We're going about an hour.
All right, talking to your neighbors, you say, well, I expect they.
I expect they'll go after dinner.
All right. Say they're passing out chances for TV set, and somehow they forget to give you. Yours, these are just free, we'll say. And you look at the person and said, well, finally, am I...
being left out.
All right, or going to get...
Get one, too.
Okay. And if what if you saw your neighbors left out, and they're kind of bashful, afraid to speak up, and you might speak for them. Or am, or what would you say?
My neighbor would like to have one, too.
Okay. Say one of your, and point at the same time and say,
there it is.
There's your shirt.
All right.
Here are your clothes.
And how would you say that?
There's your pile of clothes.
Okay, all right. Little boy, let's say, is frightened of these. His mother, somehow, he's gotten lost from his mother, maybe at the state fair. And you come along and try to comfort him a little bit, and he just cries all the more. You would say, well, I'm not. He's afraid you're going to hurt him. So you'd say, well, I'm...
I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
All right. To them, and we were, what?
We were going to do it. Pretty shortly.
All right. What would you say then? You. You as the subject.
I know that you'll get it done.
All right. And on the other hand, let's say you were speaking of your neighbors, and you say, well, they, you know that they.
They will do it.
All right, fine. It.
It wasn't me.
And how would you say that?
No, it couldn't be me.
All right. Just want to ask me that question.
Where are you going to go?
All right. Now, what are you washing?
Apron.
Apron.
All right. So it would be...
Be the coat.
Coat.
And then underneath it, it's come back to fashion. To fashion,
vest.
I guess.
The vest. Be the vest.
All right. And then the lower part of the suit would be called the...
Pants.
Pants.
All right. I have...
Brought your coat.
Okay.
I brought your coat.
Well, your coat...
Fits me perfect.
All right. And...
New suit. I got a new suit.
Thank you. And let's say the pockets are sticking out. He's filled up with the rocks that he picked up on the way. His pockets then would be...
Full of stones.
Okay, and the fact that they stick out a great deal, we describe that as his pockets.
Pocket full.
Okay.